May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1072. Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. 1072.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. A marriage is honourable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, most holy, holy, holy Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, ever wise, ever gracious, ever merciful, long-suffering, unchanging, we come this evening hour into thy lower house for worship. We stand before thy face, before thine eye. Thou seest us, Lord, as we are. Thou knowest how each of us have come this evening into this thy house. May we be coming into thy house of prayer in a spirit of supplication, repentance, confession, and living faith. May we come into this lower house, thy house. May we be aware that thy name is recorded here, and that thy presence is in this house. And may we, Lord, stand in awe of thy majesty and sovereignty over our lives. But all may we come now in the way of prayer. May we come pleading, supplicating thy provision for poor dying sinners, and dying we are, and sinners we are. Eternity is before us. May we come, Lord, pleading the name of Jesus, wherein, O holy God, thou art glorified and made known to thy people. May we come with that supplicating, with an exercise. May we know whom we have believed. May we come, Lord, with that knowledge within of the grace that is with thee, and to plead for our life. May we come, Lord, confessing our sins, not in word only, but in heart, and forsaking those sins. And may we come looking to the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. May we come then in that supplication for the washing, for the touch, for the power of God to be upon us. O Lord, may we come in an honest and open heart. Or may we come in that humble way, made willing to wait for thee, made willing
to fall into thy hands, made willing to hear thy voice, made willing to forsake all and follow thee. May we come in the way of faith, believing, pleading, trusting. Or may we come, Lord, under the power and the grace of the Holy Ghost, drawn, Lord, by love, and driven by necessity. Oh, may our soul's need make us run in the way of thy commandments. May we know something of the beauty of the Lord our God. And may we be favoured, O Lord, to receive thy fullness within. Lord, we are helpless by nature. We have nothing we can do, but that grace is in the heart. The work is in the heart, in the life, in the breath, in the soul. So, Lord, thou knowest how we have come, and thou knowest our need. And, O Lord, we must fall under thy hand. Purge us, cleanse us. We come, Lord, this evening for worship. May we receive from thee. Oh, may we hear thy voice. O Lord, may we be made willing to take up this cross, thy cross. Very willing with gladness. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, here we are helpless. We wait for thee. May we sink down into those everlasting arms. May we find the rock strong, good, sure. Christ Jesus, the foundation stone laid in Zion. May we discover, O Lord, thy grace toward us shining. Give us tenderness of heart. May we receive in tenderness and love the word of the gospel. May we see Jesus in our place, Lord, bearing our curse. Lord, may we abhor ourselves, but may we adore the suffering Lamb. Turn and look upon us. May we hear thy voice. So help us, Lord. Thou knowest today the journeys, the paths of the last week of our lives. O Lord, what a salvation we need. Help us to see and know that fullness of salvation, that fullness of grace, that fullness of love, nothing wanting in salvation toward us. Or that we may receive that kingdom of heaven within. Dear Lord, help us to realize and know and a mercy it is. Thou dost visit the poor and the needy, and the poor and the needy cannot understand why thou shouldst have mercy on them, for they have attained nothing themselves, and they're beggars all their days. But help us to understand and know and receive, Lord, that wilt ravage our souls with love, to see Jesus in our poverty, bearing our reproach. Give us an understanding heart. So do help us now. O Lord, we're unfit to come to thy house. Lord, may there be those felt black sheep in our midst, and yet must come. O Lord, make thy precious blood exceeding precious unto us. And may we know the life given to us. Lord, we come pleading thy word and thy promise into thy house. And we come helpless in our pleading, for we've nothing else. O Lord, we come pleading. It's thy word. It shall not return to thee void, but it shall accomplish that which thou wouldst dost please and prosper in the thing whereunto thou hast sent it. So, Lord, bless this house of prayer. Bless the friends gathered. We thank thee for thy mercies to them, Lord. In the families, although there are many sorrows and cares, and to this house and the church, in adding unto them, that we would rejoice and remember those that bear office, support them every day in all their personal circumstances and in the burdens of this thy house of prayer. Bless the church. Keep them in unity. Lord, that work begins within. Help us, each of us, to know ourselves as the vilest, that we see not the mote in another's eye, but be very aware of the beam that is in our own eye. O Lord, do bless them together. And the congregation, may they be one. Those who are dead in trespasses and sin still. O Lord, who know not thy preciousness, or bring them to need thee, even from afar, from the ends of the earth, may they be crying unto thee. Bless thy servants that come here, the ministry of the word, among the friends here. O Lord, week to week, Sabbath to Sabbath, O Lord, and what we pray for this house of prayer, we pray for Zion, our own group of churches, to which we are attached and love. Remember thy servants, even some labouring this night. Remember the editors of our denominational magazine, sect of charitable societies. Do bless them in their labours. Some of thy servants will never preach again. Are they not thine? Are they not precious unto thee? Are thou not precious to them? Oh, do bless them, indeed. Others of thy servants labouring in increasing affliction and illness, be very near them, uphold them, bless them, strengthen them. May they know the word of God, going forth in power from the gospel that they speak of. Remember others. We think of our younger friend at Brighton. We pray kindly, tenderly for him. Thank you for bringing him through thus far, Lord, and undertake for him in that treatment that is now before him. And bless it and remember his dear wife. And the little family, be gracious unto them, and the church at Gilead, provide all their need. Oh, do grant that this may fall out for the furtherance of the gospel in Zion. Lord, remember thy aged ones near the end of the journey. Are they not precious? Lord, be with them. Increasing afflictions are upon them. Lord, it goes against the grain. Dear Lord, it is not convenient, but it must be so. Oh, do bless them and strengthen them. Lord Jesus, shine. Prepare us each as we're spared for the unknown way. Remember those in middle life in the heat of the day. No doubt this day, no doubt as they sit here, many cares and burdens creeping in, maybe some anxieties. Draw them to Thee, the Eternal One, the Holy One, the Glorious One, their strength, their God, their Deliverer, their Helper. Draw them to Thee and bless them. Draw us all from the perishing things of time. Leave us not to linger. Remember younger friends, as going forth in life, in business, study, do bless them, go before, open thy hand, provide. Speak, Lord, touch their hearts. Cause a rising generation to serve thee here. Remember the families here. Bless the families, remember the children, the little ones, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Bless the Sunday school. Encourage those that labour. May thy word follow young people. Lord, remember all in affliction, pain, suffering, those that may face operations. O Lord, those under medical appointments. O Lord, grant healing mercies, a younger or older. We thank thee where thou hast. So, Lord, remember thy one church, the spiritual Israel in this land and through the earth. The missioners where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Many in deprivation, famine, affliction, war, persecution, genocide, make ways of escape. Lord, have mercy on England. Appear for England. Where do we begin? Lord, raise up deliverers, leaders of integrity in the land. Undertake for us another prime minister. Lord, intervene in Parliament for our help. O Lord, order the councils of state. May thy hand by thy people be seen in our land. May they view it. Hear the cries of the remnant. Lengthen out a Protestant heritage still, civil liberties, religious liberties, freedom to worship, our Christian institutions, national identity. We have sinned, Lord, horribly, terribly, as a nation. We're part of this nation. Lord, turn us again unto Thee. Raise up those who will blow the trumpet out of Zion. Go forth in the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, as in former years. Oh, bring us as a nation to repentance. Bless our Queen, thank you for stability. We shall need thy help on the throne when she's gone. Oh, have mercy on us. Now, Lord, we be very mindful of all thy mercies. Thou art certainly worthy of our praise. Do keep us daily aware of thy tender mercies, Lord, that we may be praising thee and considering and meditating and pleading for the grace that is with thee. Helps, answers to prayer, deliverances, protection, preservation to poor sinners. We're sinners, Lord. We're sinners. May that realization make thy mercies more precious to us. For there are those spiritual mercies. We have thy word. Thou art the glory of it. May it be bread, living bread. May it be living water. May we feed and drink. May we see Jesus. Help us to be coming to the word continually. May thy word be in our hearts. Lord, we have the doors of Zion open. Let thy glory appear. When we come to Zion's court, may we know We're in the presence of the King of grace. Yes, the King of glory. The King of grace. And may we have the King's touch, the King's love. Lord, we have the throne of grace. Now we'll leave that throne of grace to the throne of judgment. But while it is called to die, may we be coming to that throne of grace with our pleas to bless. May we know the worth, the efficacy, the glory. Oh Lord, the righteousness, the peace, the love, and the work, complete work, of Him who sits there and reigns there. Lord, may we know Thee. Reveal Thyself to poor worms, men lacking understanding, wandering hearts, sinners. Lord, show Thy grace. Lead us to the fountain. We thank Thee for Thy precious blood. Bring us to Calvary's scene. Oh, give us a glimpse of Gethsemane. Lord Jesus, please save us. Please save us daily. Bring us close. Lord, this is not attainment. This is mercy. This is life everlasting. Oh, bring us to know Thee, O Son of God. We bless Thee for Thy blood, Thy dying, Thy resurrection. Help us to understand we live in the gospel age, and the church lives upon and in the resurrection. Help us to understand this. And we live because Thou hast ascended to glory, because Thou didst rise from the dead. Our souls live. Give us understanding. Seal our union with Thee. Lord, wash, cleanse, subdue the monsters within, the rebellion, the murmuring. Lord, everything. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Hope is in Thee. Bless the singing of Thy worthy praise, and anything, Lord, that we may have at this time omitted in prayer in public, do make up in giving. Holy Spirit, bid You bring forth the glory of the Son of God. Holy Heavenly Father, we plead the fullness of Thy provision in the gospel. We ask and plead all things in His name, for Thy glory and for His sake, for Thy glory. Blessed Jesus, Son of God, we plead Thy name before the throne. Come, come, help. Bless, Lord, come. Oh, how we groan within. Oh, let not this be a wasted hour. Oh, Lord, the power is Thine, the kingdom is Thine. There's nothing we can do. We're beggars. Come, 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 come. Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Hymn 805. Of all the creatures God has made, there is but man alone that stands in need to be arrayed in coverings not his own. 805.
complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and the last part of verse 5. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, the last part of verse 5. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Had no intention of preaching from this word, having another on my mind from the early hours of the morning. And also I spoke from this recently in another chapel, not at home. But there it is, it has risen as we got to our friend's house, we're on the way. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Who is speaking? Who is speaking? It is God, the Lord. Friend, he's speaking to Zion. He's speaking to Zion. He's speaking to his people. He's speaking to his chosen. But you know, his people want to hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. Do you know the voice of your beloved? But you want this in a personal way. And this is an exercise of soul. We want to receive the word personally. But dear friends, this is a reality. God will never leave nor forsake his people. Whether you hear this word in power or not, it is true. It is a reality. It must be. Now, there is a foundation of hope here. It's good when the Lord speaks. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like when he gives his gracious presence and a sense of it to his people. There is a foundation of hope for those in exercise who fear his name, who are poor and needy. And that is what the Lord has done. As the prophet declares, he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. He shall see it. Brings us to this reality. The travail of his soul. Can Jesus forsake those whom he died for? Is it possible? It can never be. Would he forsake them, considering he laid down his life for them? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Would he drop them off? I speak soberly, carefully here. He was wounded for our transgressions. Wounded. Do you know anything about your transgressions? Do they wound you? Do they wound you? He was wounded. Bruised. The margin is tormented. For our iniquities. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, the woman who was a sinner, I call her, that's my own expression. Perhaps I ought to be careful what I say, but we would call her perhaps a street woman, we do not know. She wept at Jesus' feet
Are you one of those that weep at his feet, that long to kiss his feet, to anoint him with your tears and pour out your soul before him? He said to her, or said to Simon, that her sins, which are many. Do you know that word, many? It doesn't end, does it? Friend, it's an endless word, many. You never get to the end of some expressions, many. Are forgiven. Are forgiven. Friend, that's the foundation of the church, his hope. Looking alone to the blood that has been shed at Calvary. It has been shed. And to them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation for glory then. Are you looking for him? There are other declarations in God's word whereupon the church can have hope that this word may be over their head, upon them, may be in their heart. It may be a foundation beneath them. For he has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Redeemed. You long to hear it, the voice of your beloved. You long to have a sense of it. But it discovered in the dear Redeemer's sufferings. Oh Christ, a glimpse of Christ will ravage your heart. Pray for it, friend. Don't give over. Pray for it more and more. Continually. He hears the prayer of the destitute, and he doesn't despise it. It glorifies God, the holy God of heaven. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. What debts? What with the price? I have called thee by thy name. Calling, quickening. Do you remember the first time you began to pray in a different way? When you were brought to need the Lord, you knew about the Lord perhaps, and you were interested and you had a general interest. But now you wanted him, you need him, and we do. I've called thee, quickening grace, called thee by thy name. It's personal. The Lord calls his people personally. Personal sins. Personal atonement, personal blessing, personal love. What a discovery it is to realize that God's blessing has no dimension. He is omnipresent and all-knowing. Thou art mine. Mine. How could he leave you? How could he leave you? Again, even to your old age, I am he. Even to hoar hairs, will I carry you. It's a covenant promise. I have made, and I will bear. I have called, I have made, I have provided. Thou art mine, I have made thee, formed thee. From the womb, carried thee from the womb. Even I will carry, and will deliver you. Can a woman forget a sucking child? Can have compassion on the son of a woman? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. the church, you know, have, I think of that word in Colossians, where Paul writes to the Colossians, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Now what is it? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Friend, grace working within, a desire, confession to Jesus within, weeping to Christ, pleading what he has done, pleading the giving of his life as a ransom, pleading the grace of his appearing, his resurrection, pleading his word in you, desires in you. Have you got a living desire within you? Have you got a desire after Christ? Have you got a desire for greater desires? Have you got a longing? That's life within you. And if that life is within you, Christ in you. You know, and again he writes, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Now that word, who is our life? Is Christ your life, becoming your life? It's of grace, friend. It never was so. It never was so. He's becoming your life. Increasingly. For he has said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. He cannot, can he? Those who know him, but whatever degree or manner it is in, I don't know. Has he forsaken you yet? Again, the Lord Jesus said he went to prepare and gone to prepare a place for his people. And upon Thomas's question or query, whither we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? If he says, I am the way, has that been precious to your heart? I am the way. Friend, if you're walking in the way of the footsteps of the Lamb of God, by faith in your heart, he's in your heart, and you're in his word, and at the throne of grace, that's the way. He's made the way. And the truth, and the life, the life. Well, he has said, for he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now, I did not expect to preach this word, and it's worrying me a little bit. I know I've spoken this recently, I don't remember sermon to sermon. But it is a blessed word, and it arises, really, I suppose, from Joshua, or is spoken similarly in Joshua, where the Lord God spoke to him and said, therefore I will never, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Did he forsake Joshua? Did he forsake Joshua as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ? Friend, and this foundation that Christ is the Son of God, one with the Father, the fullness of God. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. You consider the failing. You consider if he left you. You consider the forsaking. It's a living soul that cannot bear the thought of it. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now that word follows what Moses spoke to Joshua. The Lord confirms it. This is grace. Friend, you won't mind how many times the Lord speaks the same word, will you? The minister might worry about how many times he preaches from the same text, but he's not going to be, it'd be delighting if the Lord will continue that supply of the same grace and the same word from season to season. The Lord, Moses said to Joshua, well, it was the Lord that was speaking, or the Lord was speaking through Moses, and Moses is speaking of the Lord's grace. And the Lord, here it is that doth go before thee. Here we have another understanding. There's a following, but he's making a way. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. See how the word is drawn here as well, our text? Fear not, neither be dismayed. You know, Joshua was going to have a lot to dismay him, especially before Ai, and then the deception of the Gibeonites and so forth. But the Lord had promised to be with him. Has the Lord ever spoken to you that he's with you? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Friend, God with us. In Christ Jesus, of course. That brings it close. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see, the glory of this word is, where there has been that encouragement, that hope in his name, that little opening of the gospel river to your soul, the presence of Christ made, that pleading that your massive, terrible, those said just now, many sins, friend, they're forgiven in Christ, put away forever. Others, perhaps the Lord has spoken clearly, revealed himself. But the trial of your faith, friend, there is a trial. We feel to be alone. The lion roars. But he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And he cannot forsake the work of his hands. Friend, he is God. If he's redeemed thee, died for thee, how can he forsake thee? Behold, I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. What a token. What a pleading the church has in those wounded hands. The wounded side, of course, which is there speaking of the testament left. Because his body was dead. And the wounds in his feet, the hands in his feet when he was alive. And the painful incisions in his head, the crown of thorns. Before I move on, you know the Lord speaks to the people through Moses in a personal way. So he says to Joshua what is going before, but he says to the people the present, be strong and of a good courage, fear not nor be afraid of them. Friend, what is it that we're fearful of? Deception. What's the answer to deception? Pleading the word of God, which is true. It's true. It's true. It's real. Grace to plead it. Friend, what is a reality as opposed to deception? For a poor sinner like you and I? For a wretch? For a wanderer? Do you know what it is to fear you brought forth wind and wrought nothing in the earth? Well, do you think you're going to bring forth grace from your heart? Because you're not. But God gives it, it's supplied. It's the oil that's supplied forever. Grace is within. So forgetful of God. His precious and atoning blood is a reality for a poor sinner to plead. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. What a word. Well, there are those in God's word who prove this in the midst of many trials and sorrows. And that is where we will prove it. Jacob, friends, he did not behave wisely. He did wrong. There's no excuses, but he was loved with an everlasting love. This is love overcoming all our sins. Love overcomes. God's love toward his church. I'm not talking about a general love. I'm talking about the discovery, and friend, to me, grace is a discovery. That's how I seem to go my way along. I discover something more of his mercy toward me. It's not all in the head, you know. It's discovered in the heart. Dear Jacob, didn't know what was in front, you know. He didn't, did he? You don't know what's in front, do you? Nor do I. But the Lord gave him a promise. And behold, and I can't read it all, but at Bethel, or Luz, and behold, I am with thee. What a word to Jacob in that lonely hour, wondering what was ahead, being driven from his own home in a way. And will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Grace of God. Friend, you know, what a pleading Jacob had. It didn't mean he got no trials. He was immune to tribulation. Friend, it was much upon him. And you and I, we keep looking if we can escape the cross, don't we? It'd be a bit smoother in a few months' time or next year when I've got over this or got over that and that dispensation's gone and I've got nearer the Lord. It all started getting a bit easier. Friend, that's wishful thinking. The glory of grace is the Lord with you. With you. I spoke on Tuesday at the prayer meeting at home concerning the three Hebrew children in the fire. They had to be put into the fire. Friend, they were willing to lay down their life. They would not bow to Nebuchadnezzar's golden image. But who was with them in the fire? And the fire did not burn. I'm going to move off here. I have to come back to Jacob as this comes to me. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, this is the proving of his love and grace. This is the secret. This is the strength. This is the glory. And the fire did not burn those Hebrew children. They were not burned. There was no smell of fire on them. But that awful despot man who said, but I see four men, loose, not bound, loose, walking. And there is no hurt. No hurt. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindled upon thee. I will be with thee. For he said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now that is where the church turns to. What the Lord has said and made known. Then he's not just having words. We love the words. Oh, may the Lord speak to us more. But it's the grace in the heart, as given, we haven't got it naturally, as the soul sees the preciousness of the Son of God. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And ye, my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you, and that's not a duty, that's love, that's willingness in the day of his power. And will keep thee on places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee till I've done that which I've spoken to thee of. It doesn't mean that the Lord was going to leave him eventually, but you know, into that land, he died in Egypt, of course, but under the blessing and glory of love, eternal love, he gathered up his feet, saw those sons he thought were gone forever. Moses, from examples, how Israel sinned at Horeb. It was a great sin, friend. It wasn't a light sin. And the Lord, and our sins aren't light sins, you know. No sin is light. I know there are degrees of sin. I might have said this before when I'm here, I don't know. I mean, there are transgressions, there are sins. There are those things God abhors, known as abominations. There are degrees of, as there are degrees of faith, so there's degrees of sin. There's that awful apostasy. But no sin is light. And Israel's sin was not light. Worship the calf. This is a golden calf. Oh, this is what brought us out of Egypt. Oh, friend. We've those things in our heart sometimes. Not that we would say those words, but we're looking elsewhere for help. And standing in our own strength. And how God threatened. He said he would not go with them. Moses had the grace to plead what the Lord had. Friend, in a time of trouble, have you something to plead? It may not be what you feel the Lord has spoken, but something that's opened up and precious to your heart. Where you saw there was grace there, help there, mercy there. A friend, a refreshing shower. It may not be a steady rain. You need the steady rain, but it's just a passing shower. So refreshing. God's provision in his word. Friend, the word of God is provided to the church, you know. The word, this gospel is provided to the church for their feeding, for their help. Or that we might be feeding in it. And Moses said, Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. He's referring to when the Lord appeared to him, I think on two different occasions, concerning, see how Moses went back? Friend, have you that calling? That little hope within, that rising in your heart, and looking to Jesus? Have you seen a preciousness? Go and plead it. Go and plead it again. And anything the Lord may have made known, lay it out before him. You say, well, all was lost. How could Moses plead that? Look at this. No, he pleaded. And also again later on. In the numbering of... the report of the spies. How he stood and pleaded what the Lord had promised. And Moses didn't take it to himself, did he? I'll make of thee a great nation. Not at all. He wanted the fullness of that grace that had been promised to be upon him and the people and upon them as a nation. Show me now thy way, if I have found grace in thy sight. And there are those blessed promises, wasn't there? You know, we may say, does the Lord relent? No, he doesn't. But in a sense he does relent. He's full of compassion, full of pity. But it was a purpose of grace for divine teaching. We can't always see the purpose of God. We don't want to be lofty and be all theory and get this overview of how the Lord is dealing with us. We're down at the bottom end, friend. Having to look up. And we can't see God's mind and will. But you can discover in the Word of God purposes of grace in teaching. Here you see the faithfulness of God. God's faithfulness. He will perform his promise. He could not leave nor forsake the children of Israel. Well, what about the Babylonish captivity then? Well, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give an expected end. The promise was there. Friend, how we need grace to fall into his hand. He has said, "I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Another example, a number of examples here. Look at Jehoshaphat. And look at Asa, King Asa. They had no might against this great company. And Jehoshaphat prayed, did he not? Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. It's a wonderful word, you know. It covers everything. If only the sweetness would come. But there's truth. It's true. We want to feel it true, but it is true. For your whole life, for your pathway, for your soul salvation, you shall not need to fight in this battle. But there's an instruction given to what we're to do. Set yourselves in prayer. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Judah. In other words, abide in faith. Trust him. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Now, I was rather long in prayer and the times are beginning to tick away. Dear friend, this is down to your old age. Jesus has gone before us in the way. He's made the way. He's made the way through the river. We've got to come there. It's a great exercise with me. When I realise, I must be careful what I say here, but I'm sure there's others understand a bit. When you think of the waste of your life, when you feel, will he cut me off? Hezekiah, he cut me off with pining sickness. Will it come quicker than I realise? There's an unwillingness, isn't there? Now I know he has to give grace in the hour, but you can't be fatalistic about it, can you? There's the preparation. But he does give that grace. And if he's made this word to anyone, and it is, I say again, as I said at the beginning, this is God's clear word, covenant oath, to the church, to Zion. Whether we fill it or not, it stands. It stands. It must stand. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, not through the river of death. He has gone before. And it's very vital that we walk in his footsteps, friends. Now, I know we fail, and we don't offer any excuses, but he giveth more grace. Look at dear Peter. I'm always talking about him, aren't I? You know, what a terrible mess he made at the most sensitive and most awful hour, the most holy hour, an hour that could not be understood by the apostles at all. Jesus dying. They'd received life in their souls from him. Now he was dying. What a mess did Peter make? What a mess have you made? What mess, what shipwreck have you made of your little hope? Your heart raised up. And you've lost everything by folly. A little folly. Unbelief. Sometimes through fear. He never foresaw Peter, did he? He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. In the hour of departure. Friend, I say this as well. Neither in the preparation for departure, nor to the steps down to the departure. Which brings us to the present time, to all of us. None of us know. Friend, this is a word that covers the whole of pilgrimage from the very beginning. Yea, even before. How has the law preserved us in the ways of sin and evil? As you looked after you. Some have had some amazing experiences of the Lord's preservation when in dead in trespasses and sins. It's a token, isn't it? It's a little, it may be what we might call, it's not the sort of token we particularly want, but you look back and say, may your heart be encouraged. I say this often, you know, if the Lord has helped you, strengthened you, preserved you, been good to you, may I encourage your heart to wait on him and trust him. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Friend, the thought of it is terrible, isn't it? But he won't. Even to all hairs will I carry you. I have made, I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Underneath those everlasting arms. But the point is, dear friends, it's following him. I know there's the outward ordinances of following, which are very precious. But it's the heart that follows him. Friend, are you following him every day? You say, what do you mean? Friend, are you coming to the throne of grace? You know, we're so busy, and I know there are law purposes, we have to attend to them. It would be foolish not to. But all that we might just turn aside for a little while and seek that which is eternal. Friend, and think of the presence. Is this what you want? The presence of the Lord, the nearness. The text does not mean necessarily to feel that nearness all the time. But if you've known the nearness of Christ, the visit of Christ, friend, he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And if he's touched your heart, he never will. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls, thy pathway, thy borders are ever before me. Yes, dear friend, he's gone through death. Jesus went through dying. And the Ark of the Covenant was placed in Jordan as a type of entering into the Promised Land, entering heaven, there in the midst. And his grace is still there. I say often, you know, Christ's sacrifice for our sins is a living sacrifice. What do I mean? It's not taking place now. It has taken place. But the glory, the grace, the life, the salvation, the forgiveness, the fragrance, the incense of it, still is arising. His glorious person, friend, and it perfumes the church. He now, that same person, with the wound, his wounds in his hands, his wounds in his feet, incisions on his head, and the wound in his eye, now appearing in glory. Yes, not bleeding now, but a glorified body. But there are the marks of his grace. They're there before the presence of God for you and I to plead. Through the river he has walked. I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Friend, there is not an empty place in glory. All will come to pass. The Lord will bring you home. Bring you home at last to him. Now, as we consider, and I've got to close in a moment, as we consider dying, awful dying, oh dear friend, what is the answer to this fearful thing? And we do linger, you know. We do linger to our sorrow. But surely, Christ to be made precious. And a word like this to be a reality to us. You know in your heart, and I don't know, and you don't know in mine, what Christ means to me, and I don't know what Christ means to you. But you know what he means to you. Is he your all and your in all? Or becoming your all and your in all? Is he becoming? Friend, now you can't make Christ shine, can you? And nor can I. But as we see the day approaching, may our cries be up to him. Friend, to be with him. Oh, ponder this for a moment. What must it be to be there? But I've got to die. But Jesus has gone before. He won't leave thee. He's taking thee, leading thee through where he has gone to prepare a place. To prepare a place. Friend, if your heart burns in the way now, you'll be with him in glory. Your heart can't burn in the pathway without you ending in glory above. Is he precious unto you? We long to see his face now. We would say this carefully. We hope and trust. Well, we believe it to be. It is so. But I know we're very fearful and doubting at times. Very much so. But you know, it is an evidence that you will be there. If your heart burns for him, longs for him, aren't you there for which believe? He is precious, isn't he? In every respect. His love, his strength. I will never leave thee, nor forsake. This includes all his blessing, his strength, his help, his word, his grace. It doesn't just mean his person. It means all that he is for the church will never leave thee, nor forsake. He won't fail thee, as we've been considering in the Old Testament. Not fail thee. Friend, he did not fail, did he? Well, for we have to leave the word. Oh, may not the word leave us. Hope it doesn't leave me either. Well, it can't really, but we tremble. We would not. Friend, there's nothing worse than presumption. God won't get you. He's a holy God. We said at the tea table, he's a holy God. We don't half realize it. He won't have you be too bold with him. Yet there is a humble spiritual warmth of wrestling blessing to be obtained. He's holy. We humble ourselves, but oh, for grace in all meekness to receive the love, the love. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. The mown grass. Are you the mown grass? Cut down? As showers that water the earth. Well, for he hath said, I will never leave thee. Oh, friend, what a word. This is Jesus. This is God the Father. This is God the Holy Ghost. The Spirit. Oh, we fear to grieve the Spirit of God. We're warned about it. I will never leave thee. The Son of God. Never leave thee. Emmanuel, God with us. Never leave thee. Nor forsake thee.
God willing, Mr. Stephen Hyde is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and on Monday evening there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation, and Mr. Fred Ince is expected to preach next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn number 112. No more, my God, I boast no more of all the duties I have done. I quit the hopes I held before to trust the merits of thy Son. 112.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.